This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Israel at the start of a Middle East tour aimed at shoring up the Gaza ceasefire, but he will face the same obstacles that have stifled a wide peace process for more than a decade that includes a hawkish Israel leadership, Palestinian divisions in deeply rooted surrounding Jerusalem and its holy sites. The truce that came into effect Friday and halted the 11-day Gaza war has so far held, but it did not address any of the underlying issues. Blinken is the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit the region since President Joe Biden assumed office. Tens of thousands of people are evacuating low-lying areas of two Indian states to escape a strong cyclone barreling toward the eastern coast. Cyclone Yaz is expected to make landfall Wednesday in West Bengal and Odisha states. It comes amid a coronavirus surge complicating India's efforts to deal with both. The chief minister in Odisha appealed to people moving to cyclone shelters to wear double masks and maintain social distancing. Thousands of emergency personnel have been deployed in coastal regions of the two states for evacuation and any possible rescue operations. A cyclone that hit India's west coast last week killed more than 140 people. European Union leaders have agreed on a set of sanctions against Belarus, including banning its airlines from using the airspace and airports of the 27-nation bloc. The action comes amid fury over the forced diversion of a passenger jet flight between two EU countries in order to arrest an opposition journalist and what the EU leaders have called a brazen hijacking of the Irish carrier Ryanair.